Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today.
Today we have a brave woman sharing her D-Day story. So here is one of my sisters sharing her story.
I just kind of wanted to do a share about my D-Day, mostly because today is the 3-year anniversary of my D-Day. So 3 years ago, it was a Sunday, and I had been at church. And at that time, I had a young colicky baby, so church for me meant a lot of walking the halls and dealing with sad baby. But that particular day, the third hour of church, they had a special kind of visitor come, I guess, and it was two missionaries from the LDS Church's addiction recovery program, specifically on pornography recovery, and they came and just kind of talked to the women and the men of my congregation kind of about the addiction recovery program and about their stories. I only was able to hear a little bit of it since I was in and out with the baby, but I was just thinking at the time, wow, I'm so grateful I don't have to deal with that. So we went home after church and we got the baby and my older daughter down for a nap. And I was just talking to my husband and I said something like, geez, I'm really glad that you don't have that problem so we don't have to deal with it. And he got this look on his face. Just this, like, green, almost sick look. And I said, am I right? We don't have to deal with that, right? And I had thought it wasn't even an issue. Before we got married, I had asked him about it. He had told me he was fine. And so in my mind, I had covered that. But he hadn't been truthful. So we had been living a lie. He told me, his face goes green. And he said, actually, I have a problem, and went on to shatter my life, honestly. It was 3 days before our 3-year wedding anniversary, which really pissed me off too, let's be honest, because I was looking forward to our anniversary. I can't even remember right now what we had planned, probably just dinner, but it just changed the whole thing. And I didn't know what to do. And after that, I just froze. I felt like I couldn't trust my husband anymore. That trust was completely shattered. And I didn't know where to go from there. I am one who has struggled with emotions, dealing with, sharing with, just feeling emotions. I grew up in a home where especially negative emotions were not okay. My siblings and I joke that we grew up in a, like, our family's British. We don't talk about real things. We don't talk about negative emotion. We don't talk about depression or anxiety or pornography addiction. I didn't know how to handle it. So I just froze. It took me a long time to start my own recovery. In fact, it wasn't until this year when my husband had another relapse, and I just kind of was done and decided to stop focusing on him and started focusing on me And that has helped me to be in recovery. It's kind of been neat for me to look back on this, the third anniversary of my D-Day, and see just the crushed person I was back then, because I was so crushed. So I guess I just wanted to share my experience at D-Day, those crushing feelings that I'm sure others recognize, and just kind of where I am now, these 3 years later, that you can have good recovery and you don't have to let one moment destroy your life.
If this podcast is helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.